Dang it. Wheat harvest is still going on across the state. Now, Kim, what are you hearing out there?
Well, the harvest is probably better than 90% complete. Some of the wheat that we're harvesting has been rained on, been wet for some time. I've heard some reports of sprout damage, but that's going to be a small percentage of our crop coming in. Overall, I think our yields were good and the quality is relatively good. The harvest up in Kansas is going full bore now, and they're bringing in some wheat.
Now, prices took a big hit this week. What's going on there?
Oh, man, they got slaughtered on Tuesday after that 4th of July weekend. You look at wheat, go back to June the 30th, it's $6.35. On July the 2nd, before that weekend, $5.95. On the 7th, it was $5.60. That's down 75 cents for wheat. You look at forward contracts for corn. On the 1st, it was $5.75. On the 7th, it's $5.15. Corn took a 50 cent hit. And looking at soybeans, from $13.30 down to $12.50, that's an 80 cent hit. Now, what's causing that, I think, is yields. Yields are coming out relatively good for wheat. They're looking relatively good for the corn and the beans. Acres, there's some question about the USDA acreage report. I think the market believes there's more acres there than USDA said there was. And weather drives price. We've got drought up in North Dakota, up into Canada, that impacts spring wheat, also impacts corn and beans. So we got a lot going on with the weather right now.
And what's going on with the world market right now?
Well, if you look around the world in the Black Sea area, they're starting their harvest. It's coming in relatively good. You've got Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan expected to produce 4.8 billion bushels compared to 4.6 last year. Plus, you've got Romania sitting right there in this last week. They undersold Russia for export wheat. So you got Romania coming in the Black Sea areas with exports. You look at the European Union, 5.1 billion bushels this year, 4.6 last year. You look around the world, production's relatively high. Another record wheat crop. So we've got more than adequate supply of wheat, and I think that's part of the reason the prices have gone down.
And what about the funds?
Well, if you look at the funds, they've been getting out of the market. We've talked about that over the last couple times we've met. As they pull out, then that's taking money out of the market. They were mostly long, they're selling, and that's helping bring prices down.
So to producers who haven't yet sold their wheat, what advice do you got for them?
Oh, that's a hard decision. The price is still above the 10-12 year average, so you still got a relatively good price. You look at what's going on around the world, the harvests are starting to come in, yields are looking well. However, we've only harvested around 40 or 45% of the world's crop. There's a lot of wheat to be harvested. Prices should or could go on up. I think I'd sell some wheat if I hadn't sold any, and maybe staggered in the market over the next few months.
All right, thank you, Kim. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.
There you go.
Good?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.